The other thing we think about with the biologics, there are several more that are in development, and they're both in two big, broad categories. So one are sort of more biologics working at other cytokines that we've talked about earlier in the Th2 pathway, such as the IL-13 pathway. Tralokinumab, or anti-IL-13, is in a phase 3 trial right now, looking sort of a pivotal trial for approval. There are other ones that are also being developed, whether the other IL-13 molecules, IL-31s, IL-33, IL-17, which have all showed some benefit in some phase 2 trials. There are also small molecule agents, which are the JAK kinase inhibitors. So these are things that are actually used in other diseases now, and there are actually 12 clinical trials looking at JAK kinase inhibitors, both JAK1 and 2 inhibitors, or plain JAK1 inhibitors, looking at for these in atopic dermatitis. And these block, again, we block a little past where the Th2 cytokines are. So with these Th2 cytokines activate these JAK kinase inhibitors, looking on to downstream regulation. So these are now in clinical trials looking at these results. We need to figure out the overall efficacy and safety as these trials come out. But these present a very promising future for these patients with severe atopic dermatitis. There may be multiple agents in the future that may be able to treat the disease.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really exciting that industry has teamed with scientists and patients to try to move forward with targeted therapies, and the broad variety of monoclonal antibodies attests to the fact that we have found so many targets, ranging from a target like IL-31 receptor with nemolizumab that is specific for itch, to many targets of the Th2 pathway, but also even targets of the Th22 pathway, which seems to have specific efficacy in individuals with higher levels of interleukin-22, and then certainly some targets, for example, of cytokines made by keratinocytes. For example, the IL-17C made by the skin cells themselves, also looking promising. It's exciting that some of these trials are actually moving into children as well. The dupilumab trial was completed now in the phase 3 in adolescents and looks very promising across the board again, is now in trials in 6 to 11-year-olds, and even as low as 6 months of age, dupilumab is being tested right now in children. The tralokinumab study will soon begin with adolescents and moving into the small molecules. Those are also starting up in adolescents very, very soon. So we're going to be not only learning about adults, but progressively how children respond. I think one of the exciting factors about the small molecule agents is that they are oral. They're generally given daily. And one can therefore try to stop and start a little more easily, which is a safety feature that may be important in children. While the monoclonal antibodies work great and don't have to be given as often, so that's certainly a benefit as well versus having to take something every day, we do have concerns from our experience with psoriasis about the ability to stop and start and whether that will increase the risk of developing neutralizing antibodies that could decrease the efficacy of these biologics. So a potential advantage of these small molecule agents is that one wouldn't have to worry about stopping and starting, and we could be more easily adjusting dose or changing frequency or giving drug holidays. I would also like to add that what we've seen so far of these JAK inhibitors is quite exciting in terms of efficacy with this daily use that is in parallel to what we're seeing with some of the monoclonal antibodies. So I think this is a very exciting area, and if they prove to be with a very good safety profile would be a great boon to add to the monoclonal antibodies for both adults and children with atopic dermatitis.